WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wausau Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wisconsin sheriff is calling out a local news outlet on their ICE reporting. Marathon County Sheriff Chad Billup says inaccurate and misleading claims made in a Channel 9 news story undermines public trust and creates unnecessary fear in the community about how Marathon County deputies handle immigration enforcement practices. While Marathon County does have a 287G agreement with ICE, that only applies to the jail setting. According to a statement from Sheriff Billup, deputies have not and do not request immigration documentation during traffic stops, investigations, or any routine law enforcement interaction. Deputies are neither authorized nor directed to conduct immigration enforcement in the field. You may hear F-35 aircraft after dark this week. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be doing evening training flights through Thursday. You may see or hear F-35s flying overhead until approximately 7:45 p.m. now through February 12th. Pilots will follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents, but you'll likely still hear them in some areas of central Wisconsin this week. Wood County snowmobile trails are closed starting today because of deteriorating trail conditions. Powers Bluff Ski and Tube Hills are open this weekend, and Dan Vollert of the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department says the hills are in good shape. The multi-use trail is open for cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and biking. Napco Lake County Park multi-use and cross-country ski trails are open, but conditions are deteriorating. Richfield 360 County Forest multi-use trails are also open, but the warmer weather is taking its toll. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WXCO.fm. From the Wausau Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin took another pounding from storms last night with tornado and high winds. Rain and hail fell on already saturated soil, and flooding concerns are growing after what's been one of the wettest starts to April in years. In northeast Wisconsin, the focus has been on the Big Falls Dam on the Little Wolf River. Water levels there rose sharply in the past 24 hours, and officials warned that failure was imminent. Rivers across the state, including the Wolf and Fox, remain high or just above flood stage. Farther south, around Kenosha and Racine, flood warnings have mostly expired, but the ground is still drenched and can't handle much more rain. The National Weather Service says more showers are possible today, keeping flood risks high for parts of the state. Five Republican state senators are now sitting out this fall's election after Jesse James said today he won't run again. James had planned to take on Democratic Senator Jeff Smith for a western Wisconsin seat, but he's dropping out, saying time away from his family played a big role in the decision. His choice means Republicans lose another possible candidate in what's already a tight race to keep their majority. The GOP started this session with 18 seats to Democrats 15 and will need to win at least two of four swing seats to stay on top. Senator Howard Markline is now the only Republican planning to run again in those contested districts. And a lab worker at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is in trouble with the law. Police say Makoto Kuroda was arrested last week on charges of recklessly endangering safety for having a chemical in the lab. It's unknown what the chemical was, but police were called when an odor was coming from the facility. The 41-year-old Madison resident was taken into custody and booked into Dane County Jail. Officials called it an isolated incident, adding there's no danger to the public. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Another loss for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. When the Brewers host the Blue Jays tonight, they'll be trying to snap a six-game losing streak. The crew losing 9-7 last night in extra innings. They're now at 500 with a record of 8-8. Tonight, it's Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee against the Blue Jays right-hander Dylan Cease. Christian Yelich is out, placed on the 10-day IL with a groin injury. One report, though, says he could be out 4 to 6 weeks. The Wisconsin Badgers have named Marcus Sedbury as the interim AD to replace Chris McIntosh as athletic director. Sedbury's been an assistant the past 4 years. Head coach Luke Fickell says McIntosh told him last week he was leaving for a job with the Big Ten.
You know, as Mac and I sat and we talked about like having a guy, if you know him really well and you could sit down and be friends with, but we all understand this is big boy ball and this is a big business and it comes down to doing your job and doing it really well. And you know what helps the relationship best of all is having success on the field and having a good product.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little fog out there this morning. After that, mostly cloudy here through the day with a high in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, maybe a thunder shower. Our low dropping to 47. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers or thunder showers with a high of 66. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.